Chapter 8. The Upper Hand. Avakov flipped on the lights and motioned Murphy towards one of the chairs.
"Have a seat," he said in a gruff voice that did little to betray his looks.
He fit the description that Parfait had provided flawlessly, except for that the clothes weren't quite as stretched as the Rear Admiral had recalled.
"I'm assuming Parfait sent you along, yes?"
Murphy said nothing. He simply moved over and sat down.
"You don't have to answer me. I already know."
Again, Murphy kept quiet as he attempted to think a way out of this mess.
"Fact is, I've been wondering why he hadn't sent someone along sooner,"
Avakov said as he set the weapon on the table and walked over to grab a glass of brandy. Murphy gingerly grabbed his sidearm and leveled it at the older man.
"It's not that I..."
He turned back and saw that the upper hand was no longer his. He glanced at the gun on the desk and snapped his fingers.
"Damn it. I always do something like that. Now I suppose you'll want to strip my clothes off so you can tie me up."
"What?" Murphy said, finally breaking his silence. "No, I really don't want to do that."
Well, you could at least tie me up."
"Or I could simply shoot you," Murphy stated.
"Are you sure that Stanley would want you to do this?"
Avakov said, and then he resumed pouring himself a drink.
"Care for one?"
"No, I simply want to take that box, return to Signal, and be done with this mission." Murphy reached out and took the gun off the desk. "I'd rather be civil about this so that nobody gets hurt, but I'm willing to use this if I have to."
"Come now, I pose you no threat since I no longer have a weapon. However, you should probably tie me up anyway, just in case."
Murphy frowned. "Based on how you're acting, I take it you know the Rear Admiral pretty well."
"Well, we bunked together in the war."
"You were in the SSMC?" Murphy asked with a look of surprise.
"No."
"Oh." Avakov walked back to the desk and sat down. He took a sip from the glass of brandy and looked up at Murphy.
"Did Stanley tell you what was in the box?"
"I have direct orders not to open it." It would be a lie to say that Murphy wasn't curious about the contents, but he was a good soldier, mostly, and that meant that he would follow orders the best that he could, unless they were insane orders, of course. He was no lemming.
"Well, I'm under no such orders," Avakov said as he flipped open the box and spun it towards Murphy.
Inside were what looked like schematics of some sort. There were also a few pictures of the Rear Admiral in precarious poses, and another few pictures of Avakov stripped and tied up. Murphy did his best not to look at anything but the schematics. "Ah, blueprints, eh?"
"Hmm?"
Avakov said confusedly and then pulled out the paper that held the technical drawings.
"Oh, so that's where this went. I must have dropped this box while I was looking at the pictures the other night. These are just instructions for putting together that end table beside you."
Murphy looked over and saw one of those pieces of furniture that you build yourself. "Seriously? You buy that junk?"
"I like working with my hands."
"Right." Murphy wasn't so sure what to think about all this. "So, you're telling me that the only thing of significance in that box are those photographs?"
"Well, they may not seem all that important to you," argued Avakov. "But to a man who is a high-ranking official in the military, it's a big deal."
"Why?"
"Blackmail, of course."
"Ah." Avakov slowly closed the box and picked up his drink again.
"But I'm tired of holding this grudge. Fact is, I miss Stanley."
"Great," Murphy said, having the feeling he knew where this conversation was heading. "Look, no offense, but I really don't want to know about this. I just have to bring that box back and complete this mission."
"Fine, but you'll have to tie me up or I'll call security."
"Seriously?"
"I've got to get something out of this young man."
Said Murphy. "Okay, fine, I'll tie you to the chair, but you're keeping your clothes on." A few minutes later, Murphy was mentally bleaching his memory as he moved towards the door. If it ever came to light that Parfait was sending him off to handle a mission such as this, the Rear Admiral would be done for. Part of him wanted to turn in Parfait, but another part of him reminded that Parfait, while definitely odd and inappropriate, was far better to deal with than the likes of Rear Admiral Conster.
"One more thing," Avakov said.
"Yes," said Murphy without looking back.
"Please tell Stanley I no longer wish to fight with him. Let him know that there's a letter for him in that box."
Murphy merely nodded and stepped out into the night.